So let's review. At the end of yesterday's daf, we learned that paritz ka'imid, where the open space is equal to the fencing, there is a machlokes. Rav Papa amar mutter, it is permitted to carry there because it is a valid mechitza. Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishu amar aser, it is forbidden to carry there because it is not a valid mechitza. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding klayim, where one may only plant grain near a vineyard if there is a valid mechitza between them. The halachas of what constitutes a valid mechitza are the same for klayim and for Shabbos. Toshima. There are three categories of mechitzas. Each section of the partition is less than 3 tefachim wide. The maximum allowable space between the sections is up to a bit less than 3 tefachim. This way, we can utilize lavid, which will halachically close all the gaps, resulting in a complete mechitza. Each section is from 3 to a bit less than 4 tefachim wide. The maximum allowable space between the sections is up to a bit less than equal to the width of each section. Kidei shelo yehei paritz ka'imid, so that the open and closed space not be the same, which would invalidate the mechitza. This part of the braisa clearly supports Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishua and contradicts Rav Papa. The braisa continues, paritz meruba lo imid. If the open spaces are greater than the sections, we have no valid mechitza at all, and one may not plant grain on the other side, even directly behind the standing sections. By invalidating paritz meruba ala oimid only, the braisa implies that paritz ka'imid is a valid mechitza. This supports Rav Papa and contradicts Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishua. The braisa continues with the third type of partition. Arba umarba ad eser amis. Each section is from 4 tefachim to 10 amis wide. The maximum allowable space between the sections is up to a bit less than the equal to the width of each section. Kedei shelo yehei paritz ka'imid, so that the open and closed space not be the same, which would invalidate the mechitza. Oimin meruba laparts. If the width of the sections is greater than the open spaces, we have a completely valid mechitza, and one may plant grain on the other side, even directly opposite the open spaces. By validating only oimin meruba laparts, the braisa implies that paritz ka'imid is not a valid mechitza. This part of the braisa too supports Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishua and contradicts Rav Papa. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that this braisa cannot be used as proof either way, since there are conflicting implications in this braisa. Rather, both Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishua would say that the section of the braisa that seems to disagree with them is not being precise and just using terminology consistent with the rest of the braisa. Parenthetically, the Gemara teaches as follows. Abaye says that the braisa follows the Rabbanon and that lavud only works for open spaces of less than 3 tefachim. But even the Rabbanon agree that a partition is only considered significant if it is 4 tefachim or larger. Rava says that the braisa follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we say love it up to 4 tefachim, and therefore a partition is only considered significant if it is 4 tefachim or larger. However, the Rashi speaks about gaps of 3 tefachim very close to the ground, where even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree the gap invalidates the wall, and we cannot say love it, because it is mechitza shehagadoyim boikim ba, a wall that a goat can walk right through. Toshima. The Gemara brings a final proof in the Machloikas Rav Papa Rav Huna b'Rei de Rishua. We have an explicit braisa regarding riba behen psachim v'chaloinis, walls that have many doorways and windows. It's a valid mechitza only if oimid meruba laparts, if there is more wall than open space. But paritz ka'imid is not a valid mechitza, which clearly refutes Rav Papa. However, our Mishnah states, lo yiyu piritzes yiseres al binyan. The open spaces may not be greater than the solid walls, which indicates hakim binyan mutter. If they are equal, it is mutter to carry there. Since a Mishnah carries more weight than a braisa, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa kavaseid Rav Papa, we passing like Rav Papa, that paritz ka'imid is a valid mechitza. Zok the Mishnah, Mekifen shloisha chavalim zeh lamayla mezeh, vezeh lamayla mezeh. We can enclose an area by horizontally surrounding it with three ropes that are less than 3 tefachim apart, with the bottom rope less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Based on Lavid, the three gaps are considered closed for a total of somewhat less than 9 tefachim. The total thickness of the three ropes must be a bit more than 1 tefach, making for a mechitza of at least 10 tefachim high. Similarly, we can surround the area with vertical reeds or poles, less than 3 tefachim apart, which by dint of lavud would be considered closed. The Mishnah has four opinions about when we can rely on walls that are mostly open and are made up of only vertical or only horizontal poles. B'sheyara dibru, dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is a special leniency only for a caravan. V'chacham maimim. The first group of Chacham says this applies to all cases. The Mishnah spoke of caravans where this arrangement would most commonly be used. Kol mechitza she'ena shel shasi v'shel arav, ena mechitza div Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that all walls must have vertical and horizontal components. V'chacham oimrim echad m'shnei dvarim. The second group of chacham says it may be either vertical or horizontal. The Gemara in conclusion explains the machlokes as follows. All agree that a limited area may be enclosed by utilizing these inferior walls of horizontal ropes or vertical poles mentioned in the Mishnah. The machlokes is whether we allow kol tzarkon, an area large enough for all their needs, regardless of size. Rabbi Yehuda holds yachid beis hasayim. An individual may enclose up to an area equal to the chatar ha-mishkan, which was 50 by 100 amas, 5,000 square amas. It is referred to as a beis hasayim because it takes two sa' of seeds to plant an area of this size. Shiyara kol tzarkon. A caravan or group, which consists of three or more people, may make an enclosure as large as necessary for all their needs. The first chacham hold, even an individual may enclose kol tzarkon for all his needs. However, they make one exception. This leniency can be utilized only while traveling or in an uninhabited area. But a yachid b'yishuv, an individual in an inhabited area, may not use these inferior partitions. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, yachid beis hasayim sheyara beis sheish sa'. An individual gets an area of 2 sa', a group gets an area of up to 6 sa'. The second chachamim hold, there are absolutely no restrictions. Anybody, anywhere, even a yachid b'yishuv, may enclose kol tzarkon, whatever the needs are, regardless of the size. The Braisa also rules, ubavad shalo yehei beis hasayim ponui. They may not enclose an area larger than their needs by a beis hasayim. The Gemara cites the following shaila. Amar Rav Amnuna, Amar Rav. Regarding the principle of oimin meruba parts, if the solid sections are greater than the gaps, it is a valid mechitza. We've learned this halach in a vertical scenario. Does this concept apply horizontally as well? The Gemara suggests three possible scenarios of the shaila's relevance. Abai suggests he was asking about a scenario similar to that of our Mishnah. Placing three thin ropes horizontally up to the height of 10 tefachim, creating three spaces. Two spaces are a bit less than three tefachim, which are considered closed by dint of lavud, and therefore oimid, and one space of a bit less than four tefachim, which is considered paretz. Hence the question whether oimid meruba l'paretz would validate such a mechitza. The Gemara rejects this scenario, because it cannot be valid for the following reasons. If the four tefachim space is on the bottom, we have a problem of gedoyim b'ikiboy. Small animals can run underneath. If the four tefachim space is on the top rope is considered non-existent because of us avir the high geese of mavatale. The airspace above the rope and the gap of the four tefachim space, which are both obviously wider than the rope, nullify the rope. If the four tefachim space is in the middle, since it is wider than both oimid sections on either side of it, it can only work if we say oimid meruba l'paretz mishtei ruches. The solid is greater than the gap only by combining the two sides of the gap, which is problematic as well. Instead, he may have been asking about a mat that is more than 7 tefachim and was cut in such a way that there are 4 solid tefachim of mat on top, connected to 3 tefachim of space, and a tiny segment of mat under the space. The bottom of this mat is a bit less than 3 tefachim off the ground. The shaila is, can the top section of 4 tefachim solid mat, plus the bottom section of less than 3 tefachim, which is also considered solid by dint of lavud, validate this mechitza by the principle of oimin meruba l'paretz? Rav Ashi suggests that the question was about using a mechitza toli, a 10 tefachim tall partition suspended within 3 tefachim of the ground. The shaila is whether oimin meruba l'paretz works even where gedoyin b'ikimbar.